The principal reason for my return was to look at the situation facing the many refugees that have come over the border from Syria, and their situation is dire. Hezbollah have in recent years changed dramatically from the situation they were in years ago. They've become now an established political party. They have two ministers in government. They've formed a relationship with a substantial number of the Christian groups out there. And we know that for years, generations, Christians have lived side by side with their Muslim neighbors in Syria. That has broken down, and it's breaking down all around the area. Lebanon now is the only place where there can be a possibility of some stability. And so my meeting with Hezbollah, a very small individual act of reconciliation, I mean, really is also pointing to the fact that I want support for those refugees. And secondly, I think it's absolutely vital that the various communities in Lebanon learn to effectively stay together and work together. And many of the difficulties of the past have to be put in the past.
How did that meeting with Hezbollah go? Were you slightly nervous?
No, I wasn't actually nervous, no. You know, I wondered how it would go, but nothing to fear. I'm quite willing to face them openly. And after a slight nervousness on their part initially, they settled down and we had a very constructive conversation together.
And you met with Ammar Moussaoui, the organisation's most senior foreign affairs official.
Yes, I did. I met with him in the southern suburbs, which is the part of Beirut where many years ago I believe that I was kept for almost 5 years. And as I say, in the course of my conversation, I stress the importance of reconciliation. It's exceptionally difficult, and I do appreciate very much the political complexities that face the whole of the region and that face Lebanon in particular. But the only way forward is, in fact, for the past to be put in the past, leave it there, and to move forward in a new spirit. And I think you can see signs of that between Hezbollah, the various Christian groups, and that reconciliation has to continue so that Lebanon can hold together. It is, in fact, becoming the last refuge also of Christian groupings in the Middle East.
What was Hezbollah's response to your message of reconciliation, your desire to put the past in the past?
They appreciated that, and they accepted that. I also made a further request to them. I said that I would like them to be probably more active in providing assistance to refugees who are coming over the border. And they said they would consider that proposal, and the indications are that there is going to be greater involvement by Hezbollah in seeking to ease the plight of the many refugees, all from all communities, but it so happens that in particular they are from the Christian community that are coming over.
And with that, the meeting ended and you were driven back to your hotel, but it must have reminded you of the last time that you were driven out of the southern suburbs of Beirut.
Well, it did, and I went to see, for the first time in 25 years, the very location where I walked down the steps from the apartment into a car and then disappeared for a number of years. I went to see that location. That did bring back poignant memories, I must admit. But the whole of the visit brought back poignant memories. You know, you see Lebanon having been rebuilt in a number of places, but you can still see the old buildings pockmarked and scarred by shrapnel and so on. And, you know, I say in my heart, I hope and pray that's not going to happen again. I hope and pray that the people of Lebanon, and I said this to Hezbollah, I said, yes, I've had my suffering in the past, but the people of Lebanon have suffered far more than myself, and I don't want to see that repeated.